Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We've been praying for the seven mountains of influence. You know, there are seven mountains that really affect every person's life in the world. And just to give you a heads up and a rundown, they're the mountains of religion, family, education, government, media, arts and entertainment, and business. Somewhere in those you're involved, you've got life, family, church, business, whatever it is, and you might have some influence on that mountain that you're in or those mountains you occupy and you're working in. So we need your prayers to join up with our prayers because we need to reclaim these seven mountains of influence that have been leading us totally astray. So we're picking up where we left off yesterday and we'll be finishing it off today as we continue with these seven mountains of influence and we reclaim them back for the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Let's join the service right now.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I love that. From the inner sports to the outer courts.
Yes, yes.
Praise God. We're doing it. It's coming now. That's powerful stuff. Just one thing I want to add to that. There's so much in entertainment. A lot of people are addicted to gambling and they've lost their husbands, their wives, their children, their finances, their houses. And so we just come against that spirit of addiction in gambling areas and casinos and places like that in the name of Jesus. And we say, you loose them and let them go. And we take that mountain back. Arts and entertainment, we reclaim the mountain for the King of Glory. He's the one who gave the talents and the gifts to all of those people that are there. And we will give the glory to God for the gifts and talents we've got. Reclaim that mountain back. There's a shift coming in that mountain. We prophesy it, we decree it, we declare it, and we proclaim it in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. You will not have our children. You will not suck them in. Our youth will not get sucked in. They will not be drawn in. We put a stop to it, like He said, with a hedge of protection around them. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The social media, which is really anti-social media, will not steal our kids. Will not steal our youth in the name of Jesus. And we thank You, Lord, that all of this advanced technology will be used for Your glory. For Your glory. For Your glory to get the Word of God around the world and across every part of this planet. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Here's another major mighty one that we need to pray for, mountain. And that's the mountain of business. Pastor Adam. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Get ready. Get ready for the outpouring. For the outpouring. Outpouring. Outpouring of finances into our lives. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the church is going to take over the financial system of the United States and around the world. God is going to give you strategies, wisdom, to take over the finances of the world, of the United States of America, that we can be the ones to sponsor the last time that people are going to be coming, opportunity into the kingdom of God, the outpouring of God's glory. Matthew 6:24 says that no one can serve two masters. He's either going to love one and hate the other. So you cannot serve God and serve money. In the name of Jesus right now, that we pray right now, that the demonic spirit that is inspiring people to use finances to bring bondage into the people, even into the United States of America right now, we break it. We break debt out of our lives right now. In the name of Jesus, God said that we will be the lenders, not the borrowers. So we break the spirit of debt right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for debt cancellation in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, right now. Yes, and we see finances coming in. Multiple streams of income right now coming into our lives right now. Strategies. God said that He will give us the wisdom to get wealth. So that wisdom, Heavenly Father, You said to ask You for wisdom. So we're asking for wisdom to manage the finances in our lives, in our communities. We pray right now for godly leaders, godly business people, and positions that they are able to impact and shift the way that businesses are done. No more the old way. No more the way that you need to borrow in order for you to do things. We're not going to borrow. We're going to see the dispensation of finances coming into the body of Christ. And that He's going to line us up with people, the right people. The wrong ones, stay away. In the name of Jesus, right now, we call it in. We call in those people at Wall Street that manipulate the systems of the world right now for them to get saved right now. In the name of Jesus, that they will have an encounter with God in the name of Jesus right now. That it's going to be a shaking in Wall Street right now. Hallelujah, that the old way, and that God is going to use us. God is going to use the church and godly people like us, the tithers and givers. He calls us sowers. God calls us sowers. So the sowers right now are going to rise up. We've been sowing. We've been sowing for years. We're going to rise up. And there suddenly are going to come into the church. Come on, hear me now. Suddenly are coming to the church that mountain of business is going to be taken over by us. We're not going to shy away from having money. People are saying, oh, just give me enough. No, that's not enough for the kingdom of God. What's enough for you is not enough for the kingdom of God. God has got great plans for us. And we're going to do it. He's going to do it through us. He's not going to withhold from His children. Because He knows our heart. He knows our heart. Come on. Come on. So we pray right now for the strengthening of Christian businesses, CEO, managers, and workers. That they will get a boldness in their lives. That they will get a boldness in their lives. And that the revival will hit Wall Street right now. From Wall Street to Main Street. To the little businesses right now. People praying. Start whatever you are. Get with somebody. Even if it is a minute right now. You watch me over the internet. You find someone that you can pray with. So you can bring revival to that business. Hallelujah. In the workplace, let revival be ignited. Godly principles, and that we're not going to shy away from it. We pray right now for the Federal Reserve Board, all those people that are manipulating the flow of money into the United States. Jerome Powell, right now, the chair of the Federal Reserve Board, we speak to you right now into your spirit. That whatever you do, whatever decision you make, it's going to be a godly decision. And the impact that it's going to have upon us, it's going to be a positive impact. And it's not going to affect the United States of America. That the flow of money will be measured and will be done according to how it's going to positively impact our lives. We speak debt to be canceled right now. We're not going to leave generations of our children indebted. In the name of Jesus. We speak to the banks right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Mm. That they will lend, if they do, at fair rates. In the name of Jesus right now. And they're not going to manipulate people into going into debt. We speak right now to the housing, to the real estate market right now, that it will be settled. And as the shifting comes, that God is going to give us the finances and the strategies in order for us to be the investors and for us to take over that. Opportunities are coming, and we, the people of God, are going to be placed in a strategic way that we're going to take advantage of those opportunities. That when we go and say, give us the goal, they're going to say, here is the goal. Just let us go. Just go. And we will have it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise God. You know, the Bible says the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the righteous. Proverbs 13:22. The wealth of the sinner has been stored up for the just. There's an example in the Bible where Israel came out of Egypt. And they came out loaded with the precious metals, loaded as they went into the wilderness, all the silver and gold. They came out with all of it. God's done it before. God's about to do it again, where the wealth of the sinner is put into the hands of the righteous, who are going to promote godly things in Jesus' name. Godly inventions, godly businesses, all kinds of godly things in Jesus' name. So be ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. Praise God. Now next week, there's another seven mountains you don't know of. The ones who've got the paper have seen there's seven other mountains. And those are the spiritual mountains we're going to look at next week. And we're going to claim those mountains. So whoever's going to pray next week, just be ready. And I'll tell you, I'll give you a heads up. But we're praying for the other seven mountains. An example, Mount Ararat. That's the mountain where Noah's Ark landed. And then there's Ararat. Did you say Arafat? No, he's no longer around, brother. We love you guys. God bless you. But now first, we want to just give you an opportunity. We never close. It's not a service. It's a prayer group. But we never close without giving you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The Bible says in John 3:3, except a man or woman is born again, you won't even see the kingdom of heaven. You can't operate the way they tell you to in the Bible. And he says in verse 5, you must be born of water and of the Spirit. That's your mother's water broke and you 75% water. And then the Spirit, you've got to be born of water and of the Spirit. Legally coming in the earth, but then reborn by the Spirit of God. That same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will raise dead people that are walking around, don't even know they're dead, because they're separate from God. And God says He wants you to come in as children of His. And He says, just how you do it in Romans 10:9-10. He says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, then you shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So I want to pray with anyone right now. You want to receive Jesus. You want to recommit your life to Jesus. You want to make sure. Just say this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I come to you today. I give you my life, my spirit, soul, and body. I ask you to make me brand new. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He lived and died that I might live. He took my sin, my shame, my punishment, my judgment, my sickness, so I don't have to. I believe it. I speak it. And according to your word, heaven is now my home. God is now my Father, and my name is in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen and amen.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.